pirates. If you got good beer, here a little tip that I would like to relate.
Oh, you know what that means. That means Leaf and I are here. We're going to talk about fishing. You sent me a little thing today, said we need to do a new fishing report. Was there something bugging you about that old one?
Well, you know, there were a few things.
It was the last thing I was, the last time I was going to play that
one. You know,
one.
It hasn't had much airtime. I'd like to hope we don't hammer people over the head. I think the frequency is just right. I would like to hope.
Okay.
Not that
we like
I'd love to listen to myself talk.
We but, like hammers.
you know, yeah. It's just that the conditions, they change so quickly at this time of the year.
Yeah, for sure.
Omak Lake, yet another challenge in getting there.
Yeah. What happened this time?
Well, up at the north end, it would appear. You see, there's basically three ways to approach that lake.
Yeah.
Two ways from the northwest side. That would be up by the Pasco Sherman School there. Uh-huh. Just as you're heading over Dissatelle, you can take a right and go to Mission Bay. Washed out, Omak Creek. You might have seen some dramatic pictures of Omak Creek as it's crossing the bridge just up above the school there. So it's really messed up the road, and it may or may not be open right now. In that case, you could take a boat and not fish in Mission Bay, even from a boat, unless you're native, but use that really good boat launch there to get out if you could get in there. I don't think you can yet. And then you take the other northwest, the southwest way into it, the way you'd go from behind the old mill or from, you know, from the closest way to Omak, basically. And it's got a giant lake, kind of like Elbow Cooley's Lake, that has just sprung up next to this ranch there just before you get to Beer Can. And it looks like it's about, last time I saw footage of people on Omak's disaster website on Facebook, they were driving through about 3 feet of water there on the highway. Whoa. On the Omak or the Columbia River Road.
I'm guessing this is all stemming from a trip you tried to take Saturday, maybe? Or?
No. Actually, I luckily had seen this stuff online before. So these weren't things that I ran into. These were just my friends saying, oh, hope you don't plan on going to Omak Lake because your long drive is even longer now. So you could go the way we were going last year through Cameron Lake Loop Road. But boy, after all that driving around, it's just a long way. So,
yeah, it is. That's kind of a shame, though, you know.
From what I hear, the spot that takes you to Beer Can is open to local traffic only, so that kind of gives me hope that maybe they're working on getting that to where the rest of us can get through there too. So just kind of maybe keep your eye out that way. I was on Facebook. I can't remember the exact name of it. It's like go to Okanagan disaster something or other on Facebook. You'll find it.
But haven't we kind of determined in the last 2 or 3 years since we've covered these Lahontans that it's temperature that really brings them up?
Yeah, and that's the shame is this next 2 to 3 weeks is going to be the time. So that's why I say, you know, just keep your ear to the rails out there, and you might hear whether you can get through there or not. Or, you know, the next time it's really good weather over there, it'd be worth it just regardless to drive through the Cameron Loop road there. Keep that on your radar. Rufus Woods has been the same, you know, still people pulling them in real quick, just, you know, spring runoff conditions there. Just tried to drive up to Frost and just kind of see what was going on with the water and the road, and they have it shut down right there at the cattle guard, so you can't even get near the lake right now.
Man, road crews must be just busy everywhere.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. It's like, and now we have the loop is all crazy.
Oh, yeah.
In an even different spot than last time we spoke. So hopefully people above that washout or have got a decent way to get around or anyway, you know.
Well, I know.
There again, pointing out the importance of these back roads. Not just for fun, you know. I mean, they're super important to us fishers and hunters, mushroom hunters, horn hunters, bird watchers, but even just if you want to get the heck out of your house and to safety or civilization.
I heard a story.
Yet another reason to keep
them
open.
I heard a story the other day. Somebody had an asthma attack while they were out recreating, and the quickest way was over the dirt roads into Brewster. And things like this happen all the time, and this whole issue of keeping dirt roads alive is an important one, and it's certainly a big deal on our political agenda. So
I've become a part of a group. You know, we try to keep this strictly fishing, but real quick, you know, the Okanagan open roads. And I support them open, you know, freely because it's just, it's so important. you're not going to catch me wearing an American flag pin on my lapel quite often or anything like that. But I love our
You don't have a lapel.
Our country. Yeah, I just don't have lapels quite often.
I'm telling you, people, he never has.
Half the time I'm shirtless, you know, like a Chippendale, just with the cufflinks and tie. But, you know, no.
No.
You know, my appreciation comes in the form of how much I love my community and support it, and the fact that we can move around freely and enjoy all these things that we have
here.
Well,
we will definitely be revisiting this, but let's
back to the fishing
let's go to lakes.
Yeah.
What's going on?
So we were, a buddy of mine, Jesse, and I went up to Patterson just to see, and that was another thing I wanted to update. It's not just Slivers that are open anymore. Boy, that whole lake is open and good to fish from one end to the other.
Cool.
And I imagine most of these lakes are going to be now, too. Yeah. So there again, though, we will have come into play that turnover condition that that we have had.
Describe that again for people who maybe weren't listening last year.
Well, you know, I think it just is the water is it's exposed to the full spectrum of the sunlight again, and there's a lot of nutrients in there that weren't exposed to that full spectrum, and just kind of causes algae blooms and
everything from plankton eating algae down low comes up.
Yeah.
So there actually is a turnover.
And you will see, you'll see turnover. Methane bubbles, and you'll see pieces of the bottom, and dead weeds and stuff will come to the top too. So that's kind of part of the name, but it can really make fish hunker down and not really want to bite for a little while, just until it kind of all stabilizes and gets normal again and regular bug hatches start again. But you also have larger bodies of water like Patterson that can sometimes defy that or just sort of turn over in one section of the lake or not so much in another. So, and then also on top of that, it's got so many different types of fish in there. In all likelihood, there's something going on in any one of the conditions going to be biting. And boy, that was the cool thing. My buddy Jesse and I, we shoved in there at the south end because we had our little pontoon boats, and the first end you come to, and we just start kicking around, you know, and I thought at best we'd catch some little rainbows and maybe some perch. And the perch were kind of thumping on our flies, but our flies were a little big. We've started catching some rainbows and some cutthroat, some of the rainbows pushing, you know, 14, 16 inches and nice and round and still pretty firm. And then the pleasant surprise we had is we got into a section of the lake where we started thumping away on some really nice smallmouth bass.
Really?
Biggest one Jesse pulled in was probably about, you know, just shy of 4 pounds maybe. Wow. Pushing towards 4 pounds. I mean, kind of like your song, Jimmy the smallmouth bass. His girl, Jenny, the smallmouth bass. And a couple of her girlfriends and a couple of, Jimmy's
fun.
Chasing them around.
Cool.
Yeah, so that was super pleasant surprise. You know, we were not working hard to get down to them. They were probably only about 8-10 feet of water. So that means you're using like your full sink or aggressive sink tip and kind of casting about 2 or 3 feet off of structure that looks good for them. And then just letting that swing down into about 8-10 feet of water and just kind of crawling it back to you. In this case, we were using kind of a spinoff of the pond monster. In this case, we call it the black mamba, just a black leech with a red tungsten head. Very important because when you throw that tungsten in there, and it also kind of has a head down, and the moment you pull it, the head comes up. So it has a really undulating wave-like swim motion and a jiggy motion, which can oftentimes trigger a bite from bass and stuff like that. So
cool.
Yeah, pulled in a few of those. Had a really great, you know, unexpectedly great time up there. I expected a couple little dinkers and a couple tugs enough to get the get out there and have fun, but we had even more fun than we thought.
It's not like you need a lot of encouragement.
No. Anything.
But you got it regardless.
Sometimes anything is great, and then there's those days where you walked away with low standards and came out with quite the victory, and you're like, all right.
That keeps it going around.
You know, I guess ones to keep in mind that way then would be starting up there at Cougar, Campbell, Davis. Mm-hmm. They should all be icing off by now. In some point of their turnover, fish might be biting. I haven't heard any reports from them yet. I always appreciate hearing some of those reports. You can help your fellow fishers get out there and find some place to fish.
Right on.
If you wanna give me a call with those, or if you wanna give me a call for some trips, booking a trip or some fishing tips, I'm always happy to share. And everybody just be cool, watch out, be safe out there.
Yeah.
Take care of one another and get that fish right on. My mama's gone fishing and the baby gone fishing too.